emphasizing those matters, just bringing to our notice, our attention, you know, what I can call instructions of God's word for now. Praise God. Our last meeting, I took the time to talk around, I mean, for our last meeting, rather, because I recall I had to do that after the workers' fellowship. We needed a moment to and discuss what it is that we're looking for. And then we spoke about being prayerful. Being prayerful. So today I want to talk about patience. I want to talk about patience. And I want to talk about patience. So like I said, it's a two-way thing for us, for everyone receiving, which also includes myself. For everyone receiving, it becomes an emphasis or an hint on what to pay attention to receive. And then for everyone who is privileged to minister the training of God's Spirit, it also becomes a hint as to what we must be intentional to communicate and also intentional to see. We have to be intentional about communicating it and to see it. Praise God. So that was what I spoke about last week. And I said I will need 12 sessions. I plan to bring it to us in every workers' fellowship. But I also can foresee the fact that I might need to emphasize it outside the workers' fellowship, which is part of what the workers' training are meant for. Or I might need to talk about something else during the workers' fellowship and bring about this concept again to us at other times of the month. Praise God. So I hope we are all here. What about the Ubomo Show group? How was the outreach there? The other outreach is from 8:30 to around 11:30. Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Praise God. So I want to talk about patience. And then during keeping the apostolic tradition, I made mention of this same I shared God's word with us on the subject of patience. Now, God's Spirit is a master repetitor. And one of the characteristics of truth is that it is repeatable. A preacher who is sure of what he's teaching, the necessity and the content of what he is teaching, because the necessity need not be the content need not be the necessity. Preacher who is sure, certain about the necessity of what he's saying, and is sure about the content of what he's saying, does not shy back at repeating it. Amen. So much of what I'll say will be to go over what we have heard. And as I do that, I trust God's Spirit, perhaps I'll see new things. Praise God. I had said in the course of the conference that much of what we do, or much of the work of a ministry, is a work of the Spirit. Amen. Much of the work of ministry is a work of the Spirit. And it means there are things, the things we do, are things that we have to trust God to be able to do them as we are supposed to do. Amen. Things we have to what? We have to trust God. things we have to trust God as we get on with His work. Every minister of the gospel must learn to be patient. Every minister of the gospel. One of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5 is patience. Means when you are full of the Spirit of God, one of the signs that you are growing up spiritually, one of the signs that you are growing up spiritually is that we begin to see the fruit of patience. We begin to see the fruit of patience. In your life, we will see the fruit of, begin to see fruits of patience in your ministry. Because our life is a life lived in the Spirit. The life of a believer is a life lived by the Spirit. I've told us many times that zeal in our lives, zeal in our lives, or zeal in the work of the ministry, you know, zeal has a way of making us want to get things done quickly. Zeal, strength. Many times in our lives, makes us to have that perception or have that drive. Zeal is a drive anyway. It makes us to, it drives us to want to achieve things at once, to achieve things quickly. Makes us want to achieve everything at once. So the reason why I'm talking about this is not because what I'm saying is new to us, but again because by the Spirit of God I am told, I am led to emphasize it again. One of the instructions that Paul gives the preacher of the gospel, well, let me change that word, instructions that God, that Paul will give a pastor of a local assembly, a pastor of a local assembly, in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Are we together? He says, watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of thy ministry. For then, he says, to preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Instant, the word that means to be forward. Be instant. Be forward. In other words, this is what we must find you ready, readily doing. In season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. What I'm doing tonight, he says, with all long suffering and doctrine. Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He says, be instant in season, out of season, preaching the word. So, one of the duties of a pastor is to repeat things to your hearing. Are we together, church? To repeat things. To tell you the same things over and over. He will say to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:16, he says, to take it to yourself. He says, and unto the doctrine Continue in them, for in doing this you shall save both thyself and them that hear thee. So one of the work of a local church pastor is to repeat things into your hearing to the end that clarity is received, assurances are rebutted, clarity is received, correction is also melted. For the one who errs, he finds in that repetition corrections. And for the one who has been faithful, he or she also finds through that repetition, he finds reassurances. So God's word comes to correct us. Correction means to set alight in the mind, to set alight in the heart. That is your thought and decision faculty. You are set alight there. And by so doing, your conduct, your conversations are also set alight. So by the teaching of God's word, God's counsel comes to me to set me alight and also to reassure me on the things that I am doing rightly. Praise God. So we said one of the signs of spiritual development is that we'll begin to see fruits. And part of that fruit that will begin to see in your life and as a minister of the gospel in your ministry is the fruit of what? Patience. Now, patience is not drudgery. Patience is not being lackadaisical. Patience is not being laid back. Patience is not being, you know, unnecessarily slow. Patience simply means learning to follow the process. Allowing times, allowing seasons, their process with time. Are we together? The patience. So, zeal, definitely, is not the opposite of patience. Sometimes when we instruct people on patience, they take it as their zeal being watered down. It is not true. Sometimes, your test of zeal, are we together? The test of zeal, sometimes the test of zeal is rather how long you abide in your conviction. No matter how long it takes, abiding in your convictions, no matter how long a process takes, sometimes that is actually the true test of what? Of what? Of zeal. Sometimes you tell people, say, oh, be patient about this, be patient about this, and they think that because we are instructing on patience, because we are instructing on waiting. Why am I being told to wait? Why am I being told to be patient? So they think many times that the counsel to be patient is actually an attempt to water down their zeal. No. No. The test of your zeal, rather, is abiding in your conviction. Maintaining your resolve. Staying true. Through the course. No matter how long it was. No matter how long it was. It takes. Are we together? So as ministers of the gospel, it's important that we befriend that virtue.
of patience. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It means as I grow spiritually, one of the signs that I am growing spiritually is that I learn how to wait. The Bible itself is against haste. The Bible itself is never in support of things done hastily. Are we together? So as a Christian, we are not of this world, but we are in this world. As we grow spiritually, we will begin to see the fruits of patience in every area of our lives. Patience. Tell your neighbor, say patience. Patience. Learning to wait. What does patience mean? It means learning to hold on. What does patience mean? It means learning to allow time. Allow time. Patience means waiting for its season. Waiting for seasons to come. It means to allow time its place. Patience means to not jump on every ship that sails by. Patience means to not conclude too soon. Patience could mean to follow process, to allow time its true order. Patience means to wait for instructions. It means to understand the instructions. Patience means to go for knowledge and understanding. To go for knowledge. To go for understanding. Patience means to seek the understanding of how. Patience will mean to act on knowledge. It means to not allow emotions to rule you. Patience will mean to pray about it. It means to wait some more. Patience will mean to stay on it. To hang in there. Praise God. You know, we live in a generation where we want things to happen very fast. By the time we look at the world around us, you already observe that the world around us, obviously the world has changed. Amen. If you look at the world around us, you observe we already live in a world, we live in a world where things are conditioned. And if care is not taken, if you are not careful, if you are not the detailed type, you will not be able to measure how much of this influence gets into you. How much of that attitude. Our world is already, you know, tailored to make things or to request things to happen very fast. Take, for example, mobile networks. I mean, today, there was a time where there were no mobile networks. There was a time when you send some files, maybe you transfer files over the internet, or you copy files over gadgets. You expect it to take a long time. But I mean, as technology advances, and things around us improves, speed becomes a necessity of the day. Speed becomes a necessity of the day. Today, you almost start having headache immediately when you're trying to get something done over the internet or over a gadget, and it's taking all eternity. Are we together? Means there was some days ago, I was in the office, and then I was trying to move a file across two different gadgets. Bulky file. As I took time to copy the file, it already took ages. As I moved the file in, then I discovered that, oh, the person was going to show up. The person I was working for was going to show up earlier than I thought. And I really just wanted, me too, I wanted to leave. I wanted to get the work done and leave. I just put this device into a particular PC. And I started copying. And I waited for a while. I checked the rate at which the transfer was happening. After waiting for a while, I took a stroll. And then I came back. I saw the point that I copied to. I removed the USB. I put it in another USB port. Especially that, oh, maybe if I change USB, it's going to be faster. Again, it took time. Again, I removed it again, put it elsewhere. And all the while I was removing, putting elsewhere, it was canceling. After a while, I just had to tell myself that, wait, if you had actually stuck to that particular first USB, the work would have almost been done by now. But all of the matter is this. It's not just about transferring files. Sometimes, that is what our world has made our orientation to be about life. Why is it taking time? Not knowing, look at this, not knowing that many times that is just the length of time it was supposed to take to have the results. Are we together? I mean, God Himself has put the teaching of patience in nature. Every tree has its season. Are we together? Are we together? Thank God the writer of Psalms in one had added the tree bringeth forth its fruit in what? In its season. Are we together? In its season. So, it shows you first of all that there is times and seasons to everything. Can I talk freely to you? There is time and season for what? Everything. Are we together? There's a time to acquire knowledge. Knowledge. Are we together? It's a period to acquire knowledge. And life is just like that. Life is just like that. Life is just like that. There's a period to acquire what? Knowledge. Now, I know some people argue and say, what about the economy? What about this? What about... In an ideal society, the next season of your life will now be built on how properly you handle that period of knowledge acquisition. In a proper society. Are we together? What am I even saying? Even if you switch career, because I'm not saying that, I studied, it was because I studied. What about people who then venture into making money from fields they have not studied in school? How did they start making the money? There was also a knowledge acquisition process. Are we together? I told us, for example, that no matter how badly you want a child, amen? No matter how fast a man or a woman wants a child, you know, you can't say that a child is supposed to be in the womb for how long? That year, 12 months? 9 months, right? Now imagine I say, 9 months, I want a child so badly and fast. Not me, I mean a man. And then says, let me get 9 women pregnant. I say, why are you thinking of getting 9 women pregnant? He say, Shebi is 9 months. Hey, let me get 9 women pregnant now. So he's going to tell you that, are you thinking straight? Are you thinking straight? That means, look at this. There are some processes you can't maneuver. Now that's nature. I'm not even going into God's word. There are some processes you cannot what? You can't maneuver it. For you to have a proper child, that shows you that Jesus must have spent how many months in the womb? 9. And look at it. 9 months, and then he waited for days to then be brought into the temple for what? For what? For christening. Luke 2. Do you get it? Do you get it? So imagine I just say 9 women pregnant for 1 month. Then you then call all the 9 women. Then you want to extract the child. You are only going to have 9 immature what? Fetus. And then you go to jail. Not for 9 months. The jail is not 9 months. Now they can't say, what is the logic behind this issue? How long did it take you to commit the crime? They don't ask you that. They don't ask you that. Are we together? That's also another time you cannot maneuver. Are we together? So that is nature teaching us. A tree has to grow. And when you observe all the things that God has created in nature, look at this. The Bible says that the things of God will be known when we look into the things He has made. Is it clear? Is it clear? So if we look at all the things that God has created, that have the ability to reproduce after its kind, you observe that there is also diversities of the times and periods it takes to bring forth the fruits. Reaching maturity takes different times across the various creatures. He mentions the birds of the air, even among the birds of the air. He mentions the fish of the sea, even among the fish of the sea. So we see diversities. Are we together? Are we together? That means in our dealings with God as men, not even as believers alone, but in our dealings with God as men, there's a concept of time, there's a concept of season, there's a concept of process. So, if we come into the plans and the purposes of God, it is not different. It is only divine. Is it clear, church? It is not different. It is only what? Divine. That means we have only entered into divine issues. Not that it is different. Because the divine issues, the working of divine issues, is also understood. The workings concerning divine issues is also understood by looking at nature. So the fact that we are dealing with divine issues, the fact that we are dealing with issues that has to do with Christians, man or men of the spirit, sometimes not understanding this has led a lot of believers astray, has led us to abuse the grace of God. Concept like grace. Don't say, oh, that if grace is working for you, then it does not matter this, it does not matter that, it does not matter this. And it does not matter that, it's a lie. We have only bred Christians who are greedy, who are in a hurry. Patience is not ungodly. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. So I said, as we grow spiritually, we will begin to see the fruit of patience. In our lives. The fruit of patience. Are we together? Patience in every area of our life. Look at Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. Verse 20. It says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that makes haste to be rich shall what? Shall not be innocent. So, impatience can make a man to lose his innocence. Are we together? It means, look at this. If you don't want to compromise quality, don't be what? Impatient. Are we there? Don't be impatient. If you are impatient about making money, if you are impatient about building a home, building a house, you are impatient about starting a church or growing a church, he says you are going to lose what? You are going to lose what? Patience. If you are impatient about raising leaders, if you are impatient about seeing the miraculous, if you are impatient about planting churches, as good and noble as a cause might be, or as a cause might sound, if you are impatient about it, impatience turns what is noble. Are we together? Are we together? It corrupts what is noble. It compromises the fruits of a noble cause. Impatience. It can corrupt what is noble. Impatience can corrupt a noble vision. A noble vision means what you are embarked on is actually God's plan. That is, God actually wants what you are embarked on. So what you are embarked on is actually God's plan. It's not enough. There are virtues that must accompany our mission. There are virtues that must accompany our work. And patience is one of such virtues, without which we are going to compromise the fruits of our work. Are we together? Are we together? A noble cause. A noble cause. A noble cause. Impatience. In the scripture, we see several examples of men who were not patient. So impatience has to be far. Are we together? It should be far from me. It corrupts your mind. It corrupts your heart. It corrupts and compromises fruits. Impatience. Are we together? Praise God. He says in verse 22, he says, he that hasteth to be rich has what? An evil eye. And considers not the poverty, that poverty rather shall come upon him. It means impatience leads to losses. Impatience leads to losses. So the scripture themselves teaches that you mustn't be in a hurry to be rich. It says your hurry to be rich will draw you the exact opposite. And we have examples of that. We have examples of men like Gehazi. Another example would be a man like Judas. Like Judas. Are we together? Judas. In verse 21 of Proverbs 20, again we'll see what Solomon said. He says, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Is what is gotten in haste usually cannot be kept. Cannot be kept. In Proverbs 21 verse 5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty only to want. That means, look at this, there is nothing wrong in making progress, but not in haste. Tell your neighbor, say not in haste. There's nothing wrong in wanting increase, there's nothing wrong in wanting the work to grow, in wanting your business to grow, in wanting your income to increase. But he says, Not what? In other words, look at this. Learn the art of growing steadily. One of the skills that a believer in Christ or a minister of the gospel must have in the work of a ministry and apply into his or her life is the skill of growing what? Steadily. Life is not a Ponzi scheme. Growing what? Steadily. Are we together? Grow steadily. Do not be in a hurry. Haste corrupts your vision. Haste corrupts what? Vision. Because when care is not taken, you now get to a point where you're being led by money. Are we together? Are we together? Led by money. And by the time you start being led by money, usually nothing else makes sense to you. Nothing else makes sense to you. You are now being led by money. In ministry, we must not be led by crowd. Will you eventually get it? Yes. Are you led by it? No. Because like I said, if you are led by haste, you are going to compromise what? You will compromise what? Compromise the quality. You compromise the fruits. Are we together? So that's why I brought to us tonight. Patience. We must learn to be patient. Because the truth of the matter is that as ministers of the gospel, we are also human beings. We have needs. But you see, your own wisdom, your own strength, as a minister of the gospel, our strength, as a ministry of the gospel, a church, our strength is in how much patience, are we together, we have built in our hearts. So one of the training of a local assembly that a church gives to you is that it teaches you, it trains you to be what? To be patient. Patient in what areas? To be patient about your decision making. A local assembly teaches and trains you to be patient about your decision making. Because following God requires patience. You know, you can't boss God around. You either follow his plan or you run your own race. But if you are out to follow God's plans and purposes, then it has to be done in patience. Patience in following God's plan. Are we there? The training of patience ought to fill our lives. And one of the reasons behind that compulsory training, acquisition of such a skill, patience, is that, look at it, walking with God is actually following Him. The moment your posture is of a followership, patience becomes compulsory. So a man that follows another man is patient. A man who follows the Lord is patient. A people who follows the Lord is patient. An assembly that puts God's plans foremost is also what? Is also what? Patient. Makes haste a pitfall in ministry. So we are not going to train you to fall. A local assembly must help you to rid you of impatience. Are we together? Learn to wait some more. We have the story of Samuel and Eli, who goes forward to offer the sacrifice because he was in haste. Learn to wait some more. In the work of ministry, patience is our tool to following God's plans. Are we together? Like I said, it means to follow process. Patience many times means to wait for instructions, to understand the instructions. Patience means to check in updates. If a man has authority, then you learn to be patient. Are we there? If we are not going to corrupt the fruits, that we are told to have. Are we there? The training to endure hardness, or the instruction to endure hardness, is an instruction on patience. So, if we are going to watch things grow, if we are going to build what God is building, we together. Patience. So, it's a virtue. Are we there? It's a what? It's a virtue. Impatience is a what? Is a what? So you find Jesus, he works a miracle, and he tells the disciples, tell no one. Even though he knew, are we together? They would say it. But he says, tell no one now. Patience. Patience. Because you see, there are some informations that when it is shared too early, it will bless no one. It won't be of a blessing anymore. And look at this. There are some other information that when you share them too early, you attract, look at this. You are going to attract warfare that you don't have the grace of God to handle at the moment. You don't have the capacity. So, did he know that they were going to share those miracles? Yes. Are we together? Do you observe? You observe. So you look through the entire life of Jesus. You're going to seek patience. He demonstrated patience in ministry. He demonstrated patience in ministry. If you look at Mark's account of what we read in Luke 5 and Matthew 4. If you look at Mark's account, you observe that when Jesus was going to choose his disciples, he actually spent all night praying. See, one of the ways you demonstrate patience is to spend time what? Praying about it until you have clarity about the decision. About the decision. So sharing with me the plans he has to travel out of the country. So I asked, I said, is it an extended stay or a short stay? Then he answered. And I said, have you taken time to pray enough about it? And when I said that, the look he gave me made me feel like he's feeling like maybe I'm an enemy. No. That's just a believer. A Christian prays about it. Have you prayed about it? As though if I pray about it, God can never say. God can never say. No. Have you prayed about the travel? And then refuse to take no decision until you've gotten a clarity. Because you are praying about it. I'm still praying. Yet you have gone to take interview. You are not praying. Why are you joking with? I'm still waiting on the Lord about it. Yet you have gone to process passport. A long time. Are we together? Patience means to what? To what? To pray about it. So the fact that he's found praying about a decision he was going to make shows a life of what? Of patience. Patience means to wait on God. Have you waited on the Lord about it? evaluated the Lord about it. Did you pray and fast? Did you pray and fast about that relationship, marital relationship, before you got involved into it? Or you are just an idiot? Something as vital, as important as the person you are going to spend your entire life with, you just make such a decision based on a feeling. Do you know what feeling is? Do you know what feeling is? Feeling is actually feeling. Are we together? Before you get into a business relationship with someone, subject it to prayer. Look at this. The longer the decision is likely to shape and affect things, the longer you must take before making the decision. The longer you must pass it through the furnace of what? Of prayer. And because prayer does not work alone, I hope you all know. Prayer does not work alone. To hear God, prayer works with some other infrastructures that God has set in place. One of them is a clear explanation of the scriptures in that area. So a decision you are willing to take or you are about to take that you don't have the revelatory light of God's word filling your heart about that decision, you are most likely going to choose a wrong decision. So the first on that list is usually a clear explanation of God's word. The second on that list is the consent of supernatural company. Are we together? Are we together? All of that requires patience to pass through. So you find Jesus, and then he's praying about it. Jesus is God, and then he's praying about it. Are we together? Are we there? Jesus is God, and then he's what? Praying about it. Jesus is God, and then he's praying about it. So you don't need anyone to tell you that his decision to not get married is at the led of God. Now, obviously, if you make such a decision to be, people might just likely demonize you. In fact, most certainly demonize you. Say, I don't want to get married. It will demonize you. But that's part of the things that prayer can lead you to do. Praise God. He didn't even do much natural thing. We are very argumentative about him already. Imagine we had left two boys. He didn't marry, he didn't do this. He didn't see the several arguments. Imagine I just left two daughters. Maybe we'll worship them a long time, Mary. Praise God. So patience is a vital ingredient in our ministry. Are we together?
is a vital ingredient in our ministry. A vital ingredient. To follow the process. To wait till the road is clear. So the training of waiting. Are we together? Is a training of ministry. The training of what? Waiting. We together. Waiting on the things you have the capacity to do. And you are waiting because it is not yet clear. You do not yet have the permission. You want to be sure. So, in a world where we live in, where things are already conditioned to happen what? Fast. Internet. Fast. They even have fast food. Are we together? They are even looking at you and making money off the food. It should have taken you some 30 minutes, 40 minutes to prepare. They already prepare it halfway. So just take that powder, pour it in this, just and then you have pounded. Yeah, just when I say I will never eat it. Is this pounded yam? Blended yam. Ah no. What do I do with this one? He said no, it's pondo. Pondo ko. Give me that mortar and pestle. And he said, bow, bow. Three people. One person is turning and he's bow, bow, bow. Another person is putting yam. Throw yam, heat. That's the machinery. Not the machine I didn't see. They said it's pondoyam. So everything is just, see, you don't know that it actually works on your ideology. So people don't even want to go to university for how many years again? 4 years again. They want to go again. He said, don't let me write jam. Don't let me do this. Let me go to IGMB. So by the time I enter into 200. So I just have 2 years to spend where? Invest. Is that not 2 years in university? Oh, it's 3 years. That's my 3 years in university. I don't have time. Where are you rushing to? Are we together? So, we are in a generation where things are automated. Everything is automated. Everything is automated. Are we together? Everything has been processed halfway for you. So, when you have everything fast, your meal fast, your everything fast, your schooling fast, finances fast, everything fast, before you know it, we think following God to us to be what? Fast. Quickly pray, but quickly pray, but how? And I say, I want you to go to this place and do this. Say, mommy, I want to spend time praying about it. Oh, yeah, quickly pray about it. How? What do you mean by quickly pray about it?
We are tidigbadura and tidigbadura. How? And what you mean is that the parents should make a decision fast. They say, quickly pray about it. How? What do you mean by quickly pray about it? Are we together? So it's a culture we mustn't lose. I'm not even looking for my note tonight because that will stretch us a whole lot. We're just talking. Are we together? So it's a culture we must not lose. That when it comes to the things of God, or when it comes to life generally, we must ensure that patience is a virtue that is not lost in our lives. Are we together? Patient with everything. No, patient. Like I told you, even in areas where you have the capacity to what? To get things done. No, patient about it. Ezekiel church. So a local church instills that training in us. A local assembly itself must learn to be patient. Patient in growing the church. That grows to every cell in our head. Patient in growing what? In growing what? Church. Patient in discipling people. Watch them grow. Together. Watch them grow. And many times, impatience many times is just a sign that you are inexperienced. Why are you not growing? Why are you not growing? It's a sign that you are not what? Huh? Look at me. You cannot grow beyond the set time for growth. Just make sure you are doing all that needs to be done when it needs to be done. Is it clear? Is it clear? The same thing with disciples. Is it clear? Obviously. I don't expect that there will be a child. You give birth to a child. I don't expect that you will have a child that you don't expect to play pranks, because it's part of the growth process. It is normal that a child will lie. Oh, are we together? Yeah. Have you taken it? It's normal. Is it clear? Is it clear? That's why you don't start out training the child with beating. You start out training the child with what? Teaching. The beating is to enforce what? Teaching. Something has been taught, reinforced again and again. Oh, so you have refused to pick it up. To show the necessity of what was taught you, we will flog you for failing at it. See? But not beat on an empty head. Are we together, church? A disciple will play pranks. Patience with discipleship. So, as we go through the new year, we must continually and then make progress at developing ourselves in this virtue of patience. You have to learn to be patient with people. Are we together? Intolerance is rooted in impatience. Patience. Patience. When you have sown seeds, be patient to keep sowing till the result what? Starts coming forth. Are we together? Are we together? For example, a local church that has the majority, that are being pastored are students of university, must learn to be very patient. I mean, you started a church around a campus environment, and you know your next teaching is how that they must sow to the ministry. You're just an idiot. This is patient. Allow people grow. Are we together? So, patience has to characterize. It has to characterize your life. Is it clear? Is it clear? When you put effort at something, patience is that what? I keep putting the what? Effort. Until the result what? The result what? Obviously, you have to be sure that you are putting the right effort and you are putting the effort in the right place. For patience. Patience. Be weary of getting results in a hurry. And be careful of the results you got that didn't require you being patient. Be weary and be careful. Patience in every area of our lives. You look at the narratives of David, patience. They had been anointed several years after several decades, and he didn't even get into the seat with pleasure. He got into the seat with much turmoil and warfare. But patience. In fact, there was even a time around the cave of Adullam that he had the free ticket to take out, what's his name now? Saul. He could have taken him out. He's like, you're going at war, you're going at war. And then someone is trying to trail you, and then right there you observe that the person is walking in the bush, and then you are also in the person you are hiding from. You're hiding from somebody who's after your life. And then you're hiding in the bush. And then just the person walking, and you have a sniping gun. You just snipe his head. Are we together? The guy waited. He felt that the death of the anointed in his hands is against God. And God rewarded that patience. So God rewards patience. God rewards patience with the actual fruit that you are looking for. Is it clear? The same thing with Joseph. Patience. 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 The virtue of patience many times will prevent you from retaliating. But rather, trust God. Patience. So that training of patience will characterize every aspect of our lives. Is it clear, church? A minister of the gospel, we must be able to look at you. We must be able to examine you across different things that is attached to you, and then we see the demonstration of that virtue of what? Of patience. Is it clear? The same thing with a ministry. A ministry. So some things are not incapability. Oh, it is simply patience. We look at a ministry in different aspects of that, of what they do, the diverse areas of what they do in the body of Christ. what they do for the Lord. And we can observe that that virtue of patience characterizes this ministry across diverse areas. Patience in training people. Patience. Patience in having workers in the church. We're patient. Are we clear? We're patient. We're patient. Patient with having disciples. You're patient. Sometimes your patience is seen in your long-term approach. Not complaining and complaining. Your long-term approach at something. Are we together? Are we together? In Galatians 6, Paul will say we should not be weary in well-doing. That means when you are doing something that is good, you must include what? Patience. Is it clear? He says, be not weary in well doing. He says, for insulting, so I'm entertaining angels. And his God rewards well doing when you add what? Patience to it. When you are consistent. God rewards well doing. God rewards well-doing. God rewards our acting on His word when we add what? Patience to it. Because look at this. The moment you add patience to acting on God's word, do you know what you have? Do you know what you have? Patience plus acting on the word is called faithfulness. That is faithfulness. And I told you everybody that God rewards faithfulness with what? With what? With more. He rewards faithfulness with more. So when I add patience to well doing, that is acting on God's word, I'm a doer of the word, and I do God's word with patience, God rewards it with more. Patience. A ministry has to be patient with the use of technology. A ministry called of God has to be patient with the use of technological infrastructure and the use of internet. Patience. Not that we can't afford to do some things. We just have patience to obey God, to follow the leading of the Spirit. Patience. Patience with opportunities. Patience with open doors of ministry. Patience with new technology and ideas. Patience. Are we together, church? A Christian has to be patient. You're patient with career opportunities. Persistence is also patient. Patience with job openings. You're patient. You're married in the church. You are patient with your spouse. Patient. Many times, everyone is not at the same level of growth, spiritually speaking. Patient with kids. Sometimes you need to be patient with your parents as well. Patient. Patient. Patient with yourself. Patient with your unit. Patient with your leaders also. Sometimes you need to be patient with your leaders. And as a leader, also patient with those you are leading. Are we together, church? Fruit is gotten when we walk. The actual fruit is gotten when we walk with patience. Are we together? Patience in our lives will ensure that processes are completed. Patience ensures that processes is what? Completed. Obviously, without which the fruit will be missing. So we must Watch out for hasts. What is haste? I have to do it now. After the when? Now. I shall tell us that there is nothing in your life that cannot wait. Except for one thing. The only thing in your life that can't wait is obeying God. Every other thing can wait. You can wait for one more hour. Can wait for one more day. It can wait for one more week. It can wait for one more month. Can wait for one more year. So God wants us to be poor patience. Are we together? Do not be in a hurry to make money. Do not be in a hurry to grow a business. Do not be in a hurry to get into a new relationship with people. Could be business, could be secular, could be ministerial, could be marital. Do not be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry to start. Don't be in a hurry to conclude. Keep your goals ahead of you. Act on God's word always and be patient. Are we together? Are we together? So our pursuit in ministry must never be without that element of patience. Our pursuit in ministry. In James chapter 1 verse 2 and 3, James says, one of the things that trials does to us is that it works in us patience. That shows you, look at me, look at that text. But that shows you, it says, one of the things that trials, persecutions, he calls it temptation. James chapter 1. Just pray for me, let me close tonight. James chapter 1. In verse 1, it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse what? Temptations. That's the word trials. It is knowing this that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. Now look at verse 4, everyone. I want us to read together. James 1 verse 4. Want to go? Let patience have a what? Okay. Wanting what? That's the word mature. Look at this. Look at this. It says maturity is tied to patience. Now, it now deals with a church. Are we together? Jewish churches, different places. So, it talks to them. The goal there is patience. Are we together? But now, he deals with this church and then he picks something that is in their experience that brings about patience. So, the goal is patience. But then, he goes to this church and then he picks something from their experience that will bring in the training of patience. In other words, if there to be another believer that is not having the same experience as this believer, he will pick something from you also
that is capable of instilling what? Patience. So for this church, because the Jewish nation, or they were Jewish Christians scattered abroad, persecution has scattered them abroad. So he uses persecution. He says he works patience. But he says, ultimately, allow patience to do its work. Let patience do its... Look at it. He says, perfect what? Bad translation. Let patience do its work of perfection. Allow patience to do its perfecting work. Let patience have its perfecting work. That means patience perfects you. So he calls that perfection being whole, wanting nothing. Wanting nothing, you can say lacking nothing. It's like saying that for you to now come behind, to not lag behind, it is patience. Are we together? Now, Ephesians shows us, right from the text, that when challenges come to us, many times, those challenges have a purpose. And one of the purposes of challenges is to do what? Is to give us depth. Are we together? What does it give you? Depth. What does it give you? Praise God. Depth. What does depth do? One of the things that depth does is that depth determines how much you can handle. Sometimes when someone can't handle this guy, he's a shallow guy. Know what? No depth. Any small thing, you are crying like a stupid person. Depth. That's what patience wants. Look at depth. Depth is the capacity to endure without giving up. So how do you have the capacity to endure without giving up? It says what? Patience. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Depth. Depth. When you want to erect a mast, are we together? What's the first thing we determine? The soil that must hold it was what? You must what? You dig it, right? If by adventure we can't go beyond a particular depth, that already determines whether we can erect that what? Mass or not. We'd rather find another soil that can take what? Depth. Patience. See, it's the design of God. Patience. Is designed. Now, look at it. It says unfavorable circumstances. So, unfavorable circumstances will train you to be patient. It will bear the depth of how much of the things of God or how much of things in life that you can what? You can handle. Tell your neighbors, be patient. Be patient. Don't jump from opportunity to opportunities. Stay with it. Stay with that work. Stay with that church. Stay with those things. Stay with that pattern. Stay with that method. Is it clear? Is it clear? Is it clear? Patience. Go back into nature, for example, observe that
A very good example is, if you look at the creation or the creature, you look at creatures, there is bird. There is this bird called the eagle. Actually, among all the birds that God created, are we together? The eagle is the strongest. I mean, it's the most versatile of them. It's actually always the most patient of the birds. Because the writer of Isaiah, are we together? Right? Isaiah 40. The writer of Isaiah actually took, when he says, these are will of one Lord, right? They shall renew their strength. This as the eagle. So he goes to the eagle. He says that, now obviously you can't understand the wealth of what that prophet is saying if you didn't know about the bird he's talking about. So he expects you to pay attention to the eagle. The eagle is actually a bird that weighs a lot. Are we together? Obviously, out of all the birds that God created, are you with? Out of all the birds that God created, every bird within 3 to 6 months is flying. The eagle does not fly until it's 3 years. How many years? An average lifespan of a bird is just few years. The lifespan of eagle is about 70 years. You all have your gogo. That's just about the lifespan of what? Of man. 70. The golden eagle. 70. Other eagles around 40, 50, 60. Yes, 70 years. And the eagle is a bird that midway its lifespan, the basic features that it uses to hunt and all that usually release away. By the age of 20 to 30 years of its age, it would have lost its beak and all the claws that it uses to hunt. So literally, this is what the eagle does. The eagle, the moment it notices that the beak is worn out, maybe even curved or worn out, broken or worn out, and the claws are also worn out, it goes into a hiding place and stays there for months. I didn't say this, months. The eagle literally eats nothing. It just feeds on surrounding insects. It does not go hunting. If I think about 180 days, it doesn't go hunting. It doesn't go hunting. It doesn't go hunting. For more than 180 days. It just stays in there. It does not go on. Just comes out of the cave and then picks the insects around. Goes back inside. And then, during those processes, scientists say that the eagle will then find a rocky ground. And look at what it's doing. It begins to hit its beak in the hardest way it can. It begins to knock its beak and the claws on the rock. It brings out blood and all of that. The goal is to pull open that beak. Then the moment it does that, there is a new beak that grows out. And there are new claws that grows out of its hands. That takes several months. By the time it's done, it goes out again and continues to hunt. So that way it's able to renew its cycle of living for another maybe 20, 30 years. For it dies. That's a patient. The writer will use that as an example to teach what? Waiting. Waiting. Being patient. Waiting. Being patient. Science actually says that by the time it comes out of that cave, after that renewal of a thing, with those new claws, he is able to pick a live goat. He is able to pick a goat that is bigger, mature than that. Yeah. Without new claw, he is able to pick a lion. I want to read more about it. And that's nature teaching us. It teaches us the place of waiting on the Lord, obviously. But it teaches us the culture of holding on for the Lord to lead us. So the writer will say that they that wait on the Lord, he says, they are going to what? They are going to have their strength. See, that's what happens in patience. You function with a renewed strength. Is it clear? So look at me. Look at me. I spoke about death, right? So look at this, and that's death, because by the time the animal now comes out, by the time the animal comes out, now obviously a live matured goat is about 50 kg. Are we together? A rare goat, are we together? It's about 50 kg. 50 kg is that a bag of cement? So a bird is able to, a bag of cement that you are struggling to pick, the eagle comes down, stands on the bag of cement, adjust itself well, lift it, and go as far as it can. You won't see the bag of cement again. That's how massive. So that is depth. So people who have a patient approach to life, they hardly weary out. You run out before we even told you that you don't have the strength for what you are running for. Patient. So that is nature teaching patience. Waiting on the Lord. Patience. Are we together? Are we together? Getting the details before you launch out. Patience. Get information. I was talking to someone last week. I said, I think one of the reasons why people struggle in businesses is that they start businesses because they have money. And we're having a heart-to-heart conversation. He's a pastor. So we're having that conversation. He's a pastor in the city. So we're having that conversation and then we talk about money. So I said, I think that's where the issue is. And I told him, I said, well, no matter is that, if I'm ever going to start another business, I said, now I'm sure, or now I can see, because now, so that I said, now I haven't done a business for a very long time, I can see that the issue is not usually funds. The issue is lack of a working knowledge of how that business works. So now that you have money, can you find out how that business works? Sometimes it takes a whole year, sometimes 2 years. Oh, so there's supposed to be a preliminary training that should precede fund. That's why you observe that there's a tribe in the nation that is so skillful with business. They also don't joke with apprenticeship. Interestingly, the fellow who will fund the business is usually the one that trains the apprentice. So after some years, now settles him, right? So why he will never give you a dime until he leads you. So it shows that knowledge, the lack of it, will waste the resources. Impatience. Just because you have the ability to do something, you will ruin the resources. It's not about having the ability to do it. Have you built the capacity for it? Have you built capacity for it? Have you built capacity for it? Have you built what? Ask your neighbor, say, have you built capacity? Yeah. Ask you, ask this question. Have you built capacity for it? Are we there? Are we there? Look at it. Have you built capacity for a marital relationship? Have you built capacity for it? Idiot. Have you built capacity for it? Have you built capacity for it? It will just ruin resources. Have you built capacity? Have you built capacity for what you are looking for money to start? Have you built capacity for a trip that is ahead of you? Have you built capacity for it? In a city, when there's a local assembly training you, has capacity been built on you before you embark on that job to take it up? Except, of course, if the result, except, of course, if what is on your mind is different. But if it is the product that is on your mind, the product, you will not joke with what opportunities that build what capacity. That's patience. Build capacity. Rather, what you have is a whole lot of people complaining. I was showing someone earlier today how that one of the nations that young Africans are running to. I said, did you know that this particular country, for a period of 6 to 7 years, gave a punishment to every citizen that travels out? They gave them punishment. They jailed some of them for traveling out of the city, out of the country. It was when that deterrent stuck and that wave of escaping dropped that the nation grief. We are running there today. I showed the person the metric. I said, look at it. Read this. If you do that in our country today, it will be another issue. But it shows you how some people built their nation. So build your capacity. Nonsense. Build your capacity. Nations that joke with capacity building become slaves to other nations. Wait on it some more. So, the same thing in the work of the ministry. Take time to build what? Capacity. Patience. It builds depth in you. And by that depth, you are able to bear and to bring forth fruit. Is it clear, church? So, it's a training that is found in every aspect of our lives. Every aspect. So, when we observe that this one is an impatient person, you don't know, this one, one of the spirit of the local assembly is the virtue of the local assembly. The virtue of patience. By now, you know that the way Pastor does things, patience. Anything that comes, just want to try it. This one does not have our training. It's a training of the ministry.
that you are what? You are patient. You are patient with decisions. If you cannot wait, we will let you wait. Can't wait. Let you. So there's no hurry. Is it clear? Look at everybody. There's no what? Look at me. There's no what? There's no hurry. Be what? Patient. Calm down. Is it clear? Be patient with yourself too. Patient with what? Sometimes you have to, I was saying this some days ago, sometimes you have to look at the opportunities that have come to you. And be patient with yourself. Patient with yourself. Sometimes we put ourselves under pressures so much that we lose sight of great things happening. We put ourselves under so much pressure. Give yourself time. Make the right inputs and give yourself what? Time. Give yourself a year. Give yourself 2 years. Be patient. Right inputs. Right complaint. Give yourself time. Is it clear, George? Is it clear? When you see somebody who is in a hurry, like, yeah, I'm pastoring you here, and your life is just about hurry. You and I cannot have a cool time. It's actually my work to entrain patience in your life. Commit your hands later on, you will ruin it. You don't have the training of being patient. But that's just it. You don't have the training of being patient. And by then you look at what happened with David. Whoever thought that what he went through in the wilderness with the animals was a training for pastoring God's people. So look at me. The reason why, look at me now. The church is there. Are we together? But the church is not your training ground. Your training ground is everything happening in your life, including your place of work. Are we together? But the local assembly is where we make you to see God's plan. And we equip you for it. But the tests, the trials, the challenges that build that depth and resilience in your heart, which is then needed to be fit to carry out God's plans and purposes, exceeds the what? The local church. I mean, David would not have believed that the challenge he was facing at the place of work was a pastoral training. And it shows you how God works. So in your career, what you are doing with those kids, if you are schooling or you are teaching in a school, is a pastoral training. What you are doing at the tax collector's table, money, in your accounting job, is a pastoral training. And God will never commit anything useful to your hands pastorally when you fail at your accounting job. Because I have rejected him. I have rejected him. Shows that God has waiting. Where? Only God knows. So the faithfulness will not just be about disciples. If you are a kind that you are not faithful with other people around you,
You are not faithful in relationships. See, he can't commit much into your hands. You don't determine where he brings the training to. You simply act on the word that you have had in the church everywhere. So it's not just about the work of ministry. In your decisions to take trips, to travel, to meet with people, to talk to people, to get into business relationships, to take decisions, ministry, non-ministry, is a training. It's only about being in service. Patient. Are we together, church? I have rejected him, means he has been weighed. Where? Only God knows. Are we together, church? Are we together? Why would he use that ideology to teach them what the ministry is about? Because they are taking their own work seriously. I will make you fishers of men. So immediately, he has something to build on. Just like this is tedious, just like this is engaging, just like this is a vocation, just like this is a career, just like this will require miracles, just like there will be tough times, unpleasant moments around this fish catching, we'll do it with men now. Are we together? We'll do it with men now. Then he calls another one that accounts for money, that you will account for souls. Are we together? He calls another one who baptizes and learns how to baptize. He says, follow me. You go baptize people with me. Are we together? So God will use those natural aspects to further train you. So patience and the ministry, training of patience, must go into those areas. Patience in your workplace. Patience. Don't be in a hurry to climb the ranks at your workplace. Is it clear? Are we together? And don't be too enticed with the process of your workplace that you compromise spiritual training. It is rather a place to demonstrate it. Patience. So be patient. It's not about ministry though, about money, about job opportunities. Ah, sir, they said a branch of our office has opened at Yakuba, that anybody that goes will be able to access 100,000 naira more. I feel like going, sir. You are a fool. You lack the training. You lack the training of patience. Patience. Was that a goal? Was that what you set out to achieve? Did this opportunity occur to you when you set out on the journey? No. Then be patient with it. So that training of patience, are we together? Cuts across every aspect of our lives. It's entrenched in the local church. So in 2025, one of the things we must learn to do, not just within the year, scope of the year, but even beyond, is to embrace that training of what? Patience. We want to see ourselves as a people that has been immersed in that water, in that training of what? Of patience. Pray some more about it. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? You can't hurriedly become a leader. Those who become leaders hurriedly make bad leaders, because they didn't take time to learn properly. Why? Because it takes good students to be what? Good teachers. It takes good followers to be great leaders. Ministry, non-ministry. Patience. 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 What did I say? Patience. 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 Be patient with disciples. Be patient with growing a walk. Be patient with your decisions, your choices, taking opportunities,
considering opportunities, be patient. Discuss it. Pray some more about it. Then discuss it with the right people. Don't be doing secret things. Be patient. Oftentimes when you embark on secret things, you will cry at the end of it. Be patient. Be patient. Are we together? So I trust God that we're going to imbibe that culture. So I want us to pick the teaching on patience. Are we there? We're keeping apostolic tradition. Let's pick that teaching on patience and listen to it again. So I'll come to us with my notes at some other time. I just felt to mention that singular fact tonight, that patience is actually a training in ministry. And the training of ministry is entrenched into every aspect of your life, not just church matters. Patience is a training. And when it is there, we will what? We'll see. Training of the Spirit is like that. Training of the Spirit. When it's there, we'll see that this one has training. When it's not there, the LA will need training. Empty head. It's not empty head. It's just a gali. Could it ready? Don't have any training. Because few of the decisions you make. So where is now the training of patience? What happened to praying a whole year in Bible? A whole year. Pastor, it's an opportunity that is my life. Last year, did you know this opportunity will come? No. Did you pray for the opportunity to come? I mean, you pray that this particular opportunity will come the way it has come. No! So why not trust the one in whose hands your times and seasons are? And not be foolish. So what happens to pray? And if it has come by the miraculous hand of God, it will stay. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. Not all open doors were opened by the Lord. Is it clear? So, patience is a training in a ministry that will be led of God, that is called of God, and that is out on the plans and the purposes of God. Patience is a training. So if you are not ready to be patient, this is not for you. Be patient. Be patient. Patience means you are ready to follow. When someone says sit down, you sit down. When we say sit down there, you don't come up again with the reasons to get up. A little need training. So oftentimes you receive silence as an answer. It's just silence. Because a lady could need training. When we say go, you don't come up again with reasons to stay. When we say stay now, wait, you don't cook up reasons why you should be running. Except of course there are some details that are available to you, not available. That means you are not accountable. You are now in trouble. So based on the trouble that is firing you, you feel to keep running. You are still the one doing yourself. Is it clear? Is it clear? So a pastor will train you to be patient. He will use your business engagements through your accountability to train you to be patient. A pastor will use your marital decisions to train you to be what? To be patient. And that is God training me. Are we together? There has been meetings where I've spoken to the pastor. I say, oh, we'd like to hold this meeting. We'd like to do this. We'd like to embark on this particular aspect of ministry. And he said, wait some. There are some things that I've been waiting for 3-4 years. Wait. And I can't bring it up again. Wait. And there are some other things that I just in conversation with pastor. Are you doing this?
Do you do this? No, sir. Oh, I thought you were doing it. I actually felt that you were doing it. You can pray about it. Ah, green light. Green light. Ah, okay. Thank you, sir. Green light. You know what that is? Why don't you say, ah, Apo, change the kidney church. I just saw that you were doing it. But it's okay. We just pray about that. Thank God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Praise God. Patient. Someone has a puzzle and say, is it time to wait? I know. Wait. Just wait. Okay. A whole year, too, I will not break it up. Let's just say, nothing. Sometimes, puzzle just say, and pick up a lot of things. I'm not picking up anything, because you are afraid. Yeah, I'm really afraid of us. Very afraid. And don't tell me it's not good. I'm very afraid. That is no. Because sometimes the person that is led of God's spirit will not say no. But he will say some other things. That if you are smart, it is no. And sometimes he will not say, go and do this. But he will give you some instructions across some other areas that enables this. If you are smart, you know it's a yes. So patience. So look at this. Can I grow in patience? Lastly, can I? As I grow spiritually, I get filled with the fruits of what? Patience. The reason why you call yourself slow is because you are not looking at God's plans. You are looking at other people that are similar in their experiences, in their phases of life, in their situations, the circumstances, a similar background to you. You are looking at other people. That's why I'm calling it today. Men and brethren, let's focus on God's plan. Is it clear? Patience. So, as we act on the word, we add what? Patience. Then we're going to have what? Faithfulness. Does that make sense to you? I take it again. As we act on God's word, we add what? Patience. Then we see results. The actual results. So if you like, sometimes call me slow. Like, call me slow. Personally, me, I have a training of patience. I'm patient with technology. I'm patient with ministry decisions. I'm patient with even my own personal life decisions. I love to be very patient. It doesn't affect lives. It doesn't ruin lives. It doesn't compromise people's lives. Decision about other people's progress is not attached to it. Patient. I can control it. I most likely will bear the consequence of whatever. Patient. Because my times and seasons are in the Lord's hands. I can never be disadvantaged waiting on Him. Is it clear, church? I can never be disadvantaged what? Waiting on Him. Because the times and seasons of my life, my times and seasons are what? Are where? In His hands. Patient with the kind of meetings we hold. When you can afford to do something, patient a little bit on it. You feel that, oh, it's time to do this now. Be patient a little bit. It's time to do this now. Wait a little bit. See, that training of conservatism, not exploring all in your capacity, is a training of the ministry. If you don't have it, then you are not following me here. Is it clear? Is it clear? not exploring all of the options, not exploring all. Especially when it comes to life, natural life, you know, having things, acquiring things, you know, demonstrating your power, using influences, using things, you have to be patient. Be patient. Don't show it. Let them find out. Don't just demonstrate that. I've gotten the job now. Calm down. Be patient some more. After you have gotten the job, be quiet and patient. Establish your roots in the job. You start a new business. Be patient. Don't announce it. Don't announce it. Don't announce it. You start a new work. A new self. Don't what? Announce it. See, let things solidify that when they are attacked, they cannot be destroyed before you taking the effort to announce them. That's how to live. Observe, I said before you. Now, some people might find out. Some people will even know immediately you start it. That is not you announcing. Allow things to take root. That when it is attacked, are we together? When it is attacked, so take time to what? It can't be destroyed. Project has gone far, can't be destroyed. Before you what? You announce it. There are many things I do today. There are many relationships I have today. That none of you don't even know. When it solidifies, are we together? I tell some, I didn't say none of you know. I tell some of you don't know. Because that none of you don't know yet is the self. Is the flesh. That means you are not accounting. That's another extreme. People will know. There are people you will tell before you embark on it. Because they are directly attached to it. Are we together? Either to strengthen it. But someone who has no role to play in laying the foundation. That one is announcement. You don't need to blow the trumpet. Some people will know because it's attached to their prayer. Some other people will know because they are the one that sent you on the errand. Some other people will know because they are told to work with you. But aside those immediate foundational compulsory engagement, attachment, they announce it. It's a train of conservatism. Be patient. Wait before you announce. Some other people are meant to find out. Sometimes they'll find out about 4-6 years later. They'll find out. Like, oh, he's the one behind that. I didn't know. You didn't tell me. Are we together? So that patience. Patience is a virtue. I'll close now. Is it clear? Patience is what? A virtue that you must have. A believer must be patient. A minister of the gospel, be patient. And let's release it. Don't let somebody hook up false doctrines to fill your brain until your brain is filled with jackals. And when your brain has been filled with jackals, it proved that, look at this, Your brain is filled with doubts. Is that by the time you are back into this company that is your home, you are the only one misbehaving. That's a sign that you are eating poison differently. On social media, listen, you listen to this pastor, listen to this pastor, listen to this pastor, listen to this pastor. Some time ago, I was listening to a particular preacher like that, and then I was just listening to the preacher, and then I just put my phone on ground. Then somebody now came, one of you, just came, and then was looking at what I was watching. Very foolish brother. Listen to me now. Listen to what I was watching. And yeah, the person here, I'm watching and I'm laughing. You want to see the name so you can go and open the whatever I'm listening. That's how you win yourself. So you know, me, I'm watching and I'm just laughing. What are you doing? Yeah, I was just. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm doing that. Me, I was just calling. Let me listen to what this one has to say. About 4 minutes, clip or was he really lost? Me, I was just laughing. I was listening. You are learning from it. So a sign that you have gone to eat wrong diet is that you are here. By the time you return here, you are now misbehaving. So what we call lies to you, you went to somewhere where they tell you it's dark. If you are not careful, you will just not give birth again after an age. That is now making you misbehave. Just a dull person. You are a dull person. Scientifically, you are dull. Spiritually, you are dull. Culturally, you are dull. Experientially and exposure wise, you are not even exposed. That's why you believe those things. Why you believe those things? You know, as a man, you don't want to be 50, and then you are now leading your firstborn to primary 6. So because somebody has said that, you want to have that, you already have painted a picture on your head, so you are now seeing 50. You are now seeing a young boy. Your mind is now telling you, that's your firstborn. You now look at your own dad too at 50, so you are now plotting the graph. Like this, doing this. You are just a dull person. You're a dull person. You are not exposed. When you are exposed, I was telling someone some time ago, I said in Yoruba, I said, we will eat the food of our children. I said in Yoruba, we will eat the food of our children. In Yoruba, I now said, but man, that ideology of praying to God that God should allow me to eat the food of my children, I say it's because we are poverty stricken. You are poverty what? Stricken. In sinner clients, they don't train a child so that they can depend on each other. It is a poverty stricken mindset that makes you think, let me suffer now. Let me go hungry. Let me suffer. Let me go hungry. Let me have sleepless nights. Let me not let me put all my life into this child so that when he's grown and I am old and there's nobody, it is a downward mentality. God didn't design life that way. In sinner clients, they train their kids. Are we together? Because you see, when you are wealthy, first of all, when you are wealthy and you have good character and God has blessed you, you will not have scarcity of men. You will not have scarcity of men. There is no likelihood that you will be alone in your old age. even if you didn't have your own biological child. Are we together? There's no such likelihood that you'll be alone. And then in sinner crimes, when there is wealth and there are material things and all that, and you are good, and people are good to you, and God has blessed you with relationships, you are not raising a child to fall back on the child. Because even at your own old age, you will still find yourself giving to the child. People who have massive inheritances don't pray that prayer. Inheritances to hand over to children, they don't pray that prayer. Are we together, church? So because you have gone to listen to all sorts of doctrines, people have cooked up all sorts of ideologies in your brain, you're back here. It now looks difficult to flow water. They said, know your pastor and listen to God's word. Know your pastor and listen to God's word. I don't want to in my 60 something, my firstborn is now 11 years old. What is wrong with that? So what is wrong with that? To start with, what is wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Are we together? Are we together? What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? What is the curse upon your life that is revealed in that? Are we together? Are we together? So we're talking about following God's plan here. If following God's plan leads me in a path, so be it. That is why you are not doing the things you are supposed to do now. Because you are running 5 races at the same time. Distractions. Running multiple races. Multiple races. I'm a man on Monday. Are we together? Are we together? Focus. Draw your plans, draw your goals. Based on God's word, set up structures in your life and follow them. Follow them. And allow God's plans to unfold. You just know it's time for this. Then explore it. Then you know it's time for this. Then you explore it. Then it's time for this. Wait some more. Right on back. Then explore it. Then this. And then before you know it, it all comes beautiful. It all comes beautiful. I usually measure counsel by one thing. I measure counsel by one thing. I remember I was saying this some days ago. It's been months now. Then a preacher just came and said something else. I didn't know. Pastor just came and commented. Because you know what pastor is that I didn't have response for what the person said. I know. Pastor just came, just commented. We're talking about counsel in ministry and all that. That before someone had written, before someone counsels you and does this, that watch out for that person's ministerial results. Before you take counsel for natural life, then the person just came and said, what about Jethro that counseled Moses? The pastor just said, Jethro was a priest of God. I just went back and checked. Utomani, a priest. He was a priest. So Moses took ministerial counsel from a minister of the gospel. Watch their lives before you take the counsel. Not everybody that is married can counsel you. Don't abstain from counsel because the person is not married, and then you now take a counsel because the person is married. You'll be experimenting with your life. Act on God's word. Act on God's word. Check their lives. Are we together? I know somebody that before he got married, I think he had given pregnancy to about 6 women. Yes, no, since he got married, rather, 6 other women since he got married. 6 other women, or 7, say, maybe 8 or even 10. The ones we don't know are usually more than the ones we know. Since he got married, he had done such a massive exploit. He was now addressing somebody. Someone answered something. I said, ah, listen to the person that is married. I didn't hear anything, but I just, eh? I said, eh? If I'm listening to people that are married, is it like that one? There are different anointings. There's also one called Solomonic. Shebi Antoni Solomonic anointing. Patience. Is it clear? So in our private lives, corporately as a ministry, as a cell team, as a unit, you know, you can increase in knowledge, yet you are patient. In fact, that's part of patience. That you are fastly growing in knowledge, but we can observe that your implementation is as led by speed. So it's not a knowledge thing. There's nothing wrong in having full foresight, full knowledge. Are we together? Full knowledge of something, but the implementation with patience, you are led by God's Spirit. So another word for patience is waiting to be led by the Spirit of God. Are we together? So that'll be the end of my address tonight. Let's lay hold on the teaching tonight, teaching on patience, keeping the apostolic tradition, and let's spend some time listening to it. See, for those of us who have our monthly retreats, I think some of us had retreat yesterday, some the day before yesterday, I've been getting your report. These are teachings to spend time in your retreats. Are we together, church? So, I will come again at another time, in the next 20-something days, I will talk more about patience. Some of this will be recorded, some will not be recorded. But I'm doing your work, praise God. So I hope that by the end of the year, or by the first few months of coming year, we're going to have all of these thoughts in a written material. Are we together? That we can personally read through, meditate on. It's only that happens when you are reading a content that listening does not give to you. You're reading. Are we together? Alright. So that'll be all for tonight. Have you been blessed? Just say a word of prayer. As we commit ourselves to be much more patient. In whichever way that what I said, what has been said, addresses us. Let's just talk to the Lord about it. Commit ourselves to be much more patient. I will not be hasty. I will not be hot. I choose to be more patient. I choose to be more patient. I choose to be more patient.
Direction. Just as the eagle waits and is strengthened, I wait on you, and I am refreshed every day, every week. Oh Lord, I wait on you. I wait on you. I wait on you. I wait on you. Jesus, I wait on you. that in this world where things seem to be happening so fast, and men seem to be going about things the fastest route, I choose your route to everything. I choose to wait. Because I know and I realize and I'm convinced that my times and seasons are in your hands. Oh, and as a church, there are times and seasons is in your hand. Our time and seasons, our times and seasons is in your hands. Lord, we wait on you to lead us, to teach us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to equip us, to teach us, to teach us, to enlighten us, to fill us with your grace and your might, to guide us, to teach us. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you as a ministry. We wait on you. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you. To be led of you, we wait on you. To be led. Lord, we do not lead ourselves. We wait on you. To be led of you, Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. To be led of you. We wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we are patient. As a church and a ministry, we do not go before you. We do not get beyond you. We do not go ahead of you. We follow you, Lord. Train us, O Lord. Train us, Lord. Train us, O Lord, to walk in what your oil is upon us to do. Teach us, O Lord. Teach our leaders. Teach our cell leaders, Lord. Teach our cell leaders, O Lord. Teach our cell leaders, O Lord. Teach our pastors, Lord. Teach our head of us, Lord. Teach every worker in training. Teach us, Lord. Corporately teach us. Privately teach us. Teach our hands to walk, Lord. Teach our feet to walk. Like a toddler learning to walk, Lord, we commit our path into your hands. Teach us, O Lord, to take the right steps. Teach us to walk. We want to walk with you, Lord. As the ministry, to help us, Lord. Help us to grow your way. We commit the month February into your hand, O Lord. Teach us this month. Teach us in this month. Teach us in our secular endeavors. Every business that belongs to everyone here under the sound of my voice. Lord, teach everyone here in their businesses. New business is ready to start. Waiting to start. Started already, ongoing businesses that seem to be struggling, those that are thriving, teach them, O Lord. Everyone here who works in organizations, teach them wisdom, Lord, to be fruitful in our lives, to handle our jobs at the accounting posts, in the hospitals, in the drug centers, in the pharmacies, in the hospitals. Teach them, every student here, O Lord, teach us. Through February, March, April, May, June to December, to January, February next year. Teach us, O Lord. Let patience be evident in his fruit. Build depth in our heart. Everyone who walk alone, engage in personal ventures, walks remotely, walks on site, personal business, academics, business of arts, business, services, rather. Everyone here married, everyone here unmarried. Teach us, O Lord, to walk in patience. Teach us to wait. Everyone here, in our families, among our siblings, in our walk with our parents, teach us wisdom, O Lord. Everyone here with relations, associations outside the church, neighborhood, far on near, siblings here and far. Teach us, O Lord. We just want to walk with you. As a church, as a ministry, hold our heads, O Lord. Let us walk with you. We commit our hearts unto you. A covenant assembly. A one blood assembly. We commit our hearts unto you, O Lord. You will teach us. An assembly to God. Yes. Let there be no struggles. Because you teach us. Let there be no struggles. In every area where questions are lingering, cause us to have answers. Deep down in our heart, when we are alone, let it be fellowship with answers. Yes, when we open your word to read, let us read answers. Let us read wisdom. When we plug our ears to listen to the things that have been taught in church, let wisdom flood our hearts. When we open our mouth to speak in our tongues, let us pray forth wisdom, guidance. Teach us, O Lord. Teach us the fruits of patience. Teach us the fruits of patience. Teach us, O Lord, and inspire us as an assembly to walk in much more patience in the years to come. Let our distinction, O Lord, be a ministry that leads in the virtue of patience. We want to be an exemplary, not only exemplary believers, but we want to be exemplary ministry. We want to be an exemplary house, an exemplary family, an exemplary family. Teach us to be patient with one another. Now, dwellings, those who live with one another, roommates in church, teach us, Lord, those who dwell in one another, in their places of dwelling, to be patient. Teach us patience. Teach us depth, O Lord. Help us to grow in your pleasant rules. Lord, in our heart there is more to ask for. But we ask for this tonight, knowing fully well that you hear us. And if this work is done in our hearts at this time, then we have not fellowshiped in vain tonight. We have fellowshiped around your purposes. Jesus, Lord of glory, we ask this in your name. Amen. Hallelujah.